We're due to fly home tomorrow. What we've been told so far is that everything going out today has been cancelled. There's going to be a big update at 2 o'clock for what's going to happen potentially to tomorrow, but they don't know anything about what's happening tomorrow. And we know that there's no flights coming into Sharm until the 12th of November.
Which is a week away. How long have you been over there, and does this impact your job or your husband or boyfriend's or partner's job, whatever it might be?
Well, we flew out on the 27th, so we've been here for like 10 days. Potentially, it will impact work, because I'm due to go back to work on Sunday, as with some of the rest of my family. I'm here with some of my family anyway, so potentially it's going to be quite difficult in terms of like work. We don't know whether we'll stay at the same hotel or we'll be moved somewhere else. There's not really been a big discussion around what that looks like until we get to tomorrow.
On the weekend, when the news of the aircraft disaster spread around the holiday centre, what was the reaction, Amy?
There was loads of panic, because people, you've got a load of people who don't like flying anyway, and then to hear the news that another plane's come down is, it's just quite stressful for people anyway, because of, what's been happening in the current year. We were in Tunisia at the same time, like, all the shootings happened, so for us it feels like we've had like two hits with our
base. Are you serious? You were in Tunisia earlier this year and you're in... just tell me where you're going on holiday every year so I can avoid it, Amy. This is very important. I'll give you my number. You can text me.
That's what we've said.
How nervous are most people now, or do they feel a degree of confidence in the way the British government have acted?
We feel like that they've taken the right steps in terms of like putting our safety first and ensuring that we feel safe. So I think that's a really good thing. I think we just feel all nervous in general. I think anyone would know that you're going to get on a plane with what happened last weekend. But we've been like really reassured by our reps. So our reps have been really, really good and really supportive of us. So had some good like support at the hotel.
And if you have to extend your stay, do you have to cover the room charges, or does the holiday operator, or indeed does the British government? What would happen there? And have they got rooms for you?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't really been advised or thought about too much of that yet, because we said about our insurance, would that be covered as a family? But I suppose that'd be tomorrow. And what they've said is if we can't stay in the hotel, they'll move us to a Thompson hotel where they'll be able to support us. So either way, they'll have a room for us.
Yes.
Whether I fit the bill or whether they pay for that, we don't know what that looks like yet.
How keen are you to get out?
No one's going to say no to a few extra days of sunshine, as long as it's disrupted, but obviously everyone wants to go home. When you've got that feeling, your holiday's coming to the end, you're going to go back and see your friends and family.
Yes.
Back
to yes. And would you ever go back to Sharm?
I haven't put me off coming back here. I think a lot of people would feel quite hesitant about whether they should come back here at all, so I think it could potentially impact them quite badly.